Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Iris.
How are you?
Not bad.
Well, that was a thoughtful response.
I was trying to be more honest about it because I've been feeling like a little off, but I feel like less off today, but like still off.
Oh, that sucks. But I'm happy that today is like a
It's
less off
fine.
day.
Yeah, it's okay. It's like life. It happens.
That's so
I'm
true.
fine
Life
about
does
it.
happen. Life just comes at you. Anyway, welcome to Girl We Have to Talk podcast, everyone. And I'm
Welcome,
Iris,
welcome.
and this is Jamie.
Jamie.
And
Hello.
I'm actually doing okay. I've had like a very like decent week at work, so nothing to complain about. I mean, it's always work that I complain about. So I guess when I have a decent week at work, I don't have anything to complain about. So I'm like, well, great. Nothing shitty happened.
Well, that's great because I know, like, when I've talked to you about work recently, there's been some, like, not so
Annoyances.
great feelings about it, so I'm glad
Yeah.
that this week it was like, nothing.
Yeah,
That's
seriously.
wonderful.
It's like one of those things where, like, on a scale of I'm going to complain about work, I think I've had this podcast for like three jobs now, three full-time jobs. And this is the
Not
least.
counting all the potential ones, the
Yeah.
ones that you accepted
And didn't
and
think of.
didn't start or
Yeah.
whatever.
Not
But yes, we'll just go
those.
with the ones you've had.
Yeah, the ones that I've actually received a paycheck from. This is like the least annoying one. This is just like regular work annoying
Okay, I mean,
stuff.
I'm really glad that it's trending in that direction. That's pretty
Absolutely.
cool.
Yeah, it's just like regular annoying. I don't think that anybody, I mean, maybe somebody has a job where they're just like, nothing annoying ever happens. I don't have that job.
No, I don't think that's how life works. I
Yeah,
don't
no.
think you have a job where you like everything about it. There's always something that is challenging or unsatisfying or you dislike. I think that's how jobs work.
Seriously, it would be would probably not be called a job if there was another option, right?
I don't even know, but I feel like not having a job too has its challenges. Like that's just kind of
Oh,
how
I
life
feel like not
is.
having a job is, I would so much rather have a job. Even if I was rich, I think I would still have a
Oh,
job. That's just me though. I just like doing something.
Well, that's what I'm, yeah. So I just don't know what would be the thing that we would call and endless pleasant. I don't think it exists.
I know for sure it wouldn't be called a job.
Yeah,
Anyway, so what else is new? Are you like anything new in your world? Any upcoming travels? Any like exciting topics that you wanted to tell our other friends that we don't know about?
so I mean, no upcoming, I mean, I've definitely been obsessing about upcoming travels, but like I really actually think that it's just something interesting to notice and that maybe I should actually try to make my life now great instead of going somewhere. And I mean there is some stuff upcoming stuff, but I'm like trying to add in more besides that, which is silly, but nothing that like is planned or anything like that. So I did start West Coast Swing Dance last night,
Love
which
that.
I've done before, but it's been a while, so I went back. I'm going back through it, and I'm doing it with a friend, who also happens to be my sister-in-law, who's incredible.
I love that
And it
relationship. That's honestly my favorite.
was
I love that.
Oh, thank you. And we had such a good job. It just like filled my heart. It was just really wonderful. It was a big group. Like I've never had this big of a class. But it was still great, and the teacher was great, and he like complimented me, which I just want to be like, well, I mean, I know this dance already, but thanks. But it was still nice, and like it was lovely, and that was great. So I'm just like excited to continue, and I think they'll probably continue the class into like the next, like to two and three and four if they have this many people signed up. So I'm excited for that to continue. I did watch, I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but I did watch the Sarah Lawrence cult thing. I forget the title of it, but I
It's
already
called
finished it.
Stolen Youth.
Stolen Youth. I already finished it and I'm just like still processing. It was really good
So, how
and
many
really fucked up.
episodes? Yeah,
Three.
it's okay,
There are
great.
three.
I'm on the last episode. So, and I think I'm
Okay.
almost at the end of the last episode. And so, I feel like It's so worth watching for people. I actually heard about this story. It's really interesting. So I read a book and I'm going to try to research the title of this book. It's a fiction novel, and I'm going to really try. I don't know if it was at my if I read it through the library or through my Audible app, but I'm going to look to see if I can find this book because I read a book and it was one of my favorite books that I read last year, and it must have been based off of this. Like, I did not know that this was a true story. But in the book, there was a woman and she was in hiding from this guy because, like, she was a part of a cult and the cult was like her friend's dad and, like, they lived in this apartment together. I'm like, oh, this had to be stolen. This had to be, like, you guys,
Was
like,
it fiction?
it was fiction.
Oh, weird. Because there
Yes.
is one member of the group who does write his story
So
based
this
on
was
his
fiction, but
experience.
I'm now like, I didn't know about this story when I read the book, and I swear, like, the book is like small liberal arts college, everybody going there to like have a great time and like know themselves and be weird. And I was like, oh,
Wow.
and I love the
Do you remember
book.
the name of the
I
book?
that's what I'm gonna look up. I'm gonna look it
Because
up and
I'm
I'm
really
gonna,
curious who the
yeah,
author is.
me too. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look through all of the places that I could have possibly read this, which is only two places. And I am going to put it in the notes of this podcast, and I'm also gonna text it to you. Because would recommend reading the book for one. It was really good if you like a thriller. It had a take on it that was like it was different. Like the take, I won't tell you what happened in the book, but the premise of the book is the same premise as like what actually happened at Sarah Lawrence. But then it takes like, you know, it takes liberties and like goes into this like whole like some people die. Like there's a murder. It was really good. It was very Iris. I will figure out what the title of that is. We'll recommend it to everybody. But yeah, the documentary was great. And it was almost like, and this is like spoiler alert if you haven't watched this, like fast forward a couple of minutes because I will mention it was first of all alarming, but then also just so reminded me, like I have my undergrad is in psych. And it always reminds me of all of those the studies that you heard about people doing where you could pretend to electrocute someone or and like the people think it's
Milligram
happening.
studies,
Yes,
yeah.
yes. And the same one where they locked the terrible one, I think it was in Harvard, where they had the guys like the college students like in a prison and like some of them were the wardens and some of them were the prisoners and they were there for an extended period of time and like how they started to treat each other. And just like with like the authority, it's like all these authority studies. And it just is so interesting that he like they start noting at the first episode like how he was the apartment dad and then like it changed like he kind of kept that and just became a sick dad but it was like because they already had it in their mind that he was like an authority and like this dad thing and like what dad means to us in the American culture. I can't speak for other people's cultures but I'm assuming lots of cultures like I think that kind of aided in him being able to do like all this perverse shit to these people over the course of like do I want to say decades? Yes, right?
Yeah, it was over 10 years.
Oh my God, it was terrible. It was really interesting, but like what ha like it became more and more alarming as you watched it. Like the first episode is like, oh, this isn't great, and then it just gets dark. Did you have any other thoughts?
I was gonna say something when I started, but honestly, I don't remember.
It was
So if
terrible.
I
It was
remember, I'll mention
I would
later.
say please watch it, people. Like it is on Hulu. It just came out last week, I think. Or yeah, like it came out
No, I
February.
think it came out like 2 days ago.
Okay, so February
I
8th.
feel like because it was in our, we were texting about it, and I think it had come out that day, you were saying, and I feel like that
Yeah.
was like Thursday.
Yeah.
So I
Oh
feel
my
like,
God, that was
wasn't that
yesterday.
yesterday? So yeah, I think it came out yesterday.
All right, so it came out the week of February. Like it came out like the
Or
week
maybe
of.
it was there before. I don't know.
Yeah, I
But
don't
I
know
thought you were
either.
saying it came out that day. Someone was saying that, I
I
thought.
think Julie said it came out that day, and then like I was
Okay.
like it showed up in my Hulu that day, because Hulu knows me. It's like, girl, you're gonna want to watch this, and I was like, you are correct, but yes, it's called Stolen Youth, and it's a cult that happened at Sarah Lawrence, and it's interesting because also I noticed they started college at the same time I did, but they finished college a little bit later, so like they're close to my age, like they started college in 2006, and so did I.
2009.
Oh, okay, that's why I started in 2006 and I finished in 2010, and they started in 2009 and finished in 2013. So that's why. So yes, like they're a little bit younger, but like, you know, probably like 33, 32.
Yeah, they're starting to be in their 30s now, which is interesting. And I did remember what it was. I didn't know about this, which is interesting because I used to live by Sarah Lawrence College and I actually did training for the RAs about like abuse,
Oh, wow.
like domestic abuse, sexual assault, stalking. Because we did that at colleges in the work that I did. So, but I'd never heard about this. Now, I had left New York in 2007, so
Okay.
that's probably why. But I just thought it was interesting that I didn't know anything about it
Well,
and
and what's interesting
had a
is
connection.
I don't know if anybody knew anything about it. Like it was
Yeah,
like
right. Until, I mean, you find out that they end up writing an article, the people
yeah.
who are concerned, friends of the friends who get involved in this cult, right, have this article come forth. So yeah, it's interesting.
It was
I mean,
really
that's the whole
interesting.
point, is to isolate, and
And I
the
just
more people.
think it's definitely one of those things where I think if you watch it, because I know I felt like this, and then I checked myself because I'm like, this is not true. I didn't think any of them were terrible, like any of the victims. I didn't think they were like stupid or anything like that. But I was just like, I did think, oh my God, like this would never happen to me. Like I could, what? Like I would never do that. And then I'm just like, I think everybody fucking says that. And then before you know it, you're in a fucking cult because you didn't realize it was happening to you because you don't think that. Like these are normal people. And like it's just like you don't
I really
know.
appreciate that you're saying that because I think that's so true. Like, that's such a good thing to notice that we all do that as human beings. Oh, I wouldn't do that because we want it. We're trying to protect ourselves and have certainty that that wouldn't happen to us. The reality is it can happen to anyone. It's just different things that we fall for. Like, I think when we were talking in our group chat about Tinder swindler, that's what I was trying to say. Because people are like, I would not even like this guy or fall for him. It's like, yeah, maybe this isn't your scam, but something is. And I think that is the reality of like, even if it seems from the outside, oh, I don't, that's ridiculous. It's just different. And it's different when you're in it and you're on the inside versus being on the outside. And the way, of course, it's being portrayed to us is totally different than how it seems at the time. So I think that is really important, because we really need to have compassion that like this can happen to anybody.
I think it, like the more that I see these situations, I'm like, this has to be like, this can happen to any single person. And I'm also listening to a podcast called, oh, it's called Love Janessa. And it's about all of these people who fall in love with this fake woman. And like, it's different people using this woman's images. And they like, it's really interesting. That's a really good podcast. I really like it. And it like takes you into Nigeria and Ghana. And like how this is like a career for some people, but like also you get to meet some of them. So you feel a little bit compassion because you're like, oh, like this is kind of shitty. And like this is your way to make money, but also you're scamming people out of so much money. And you also get to meet some of the victim, like the guys who this is happening to. And you feel bad for them because truly in this situation, they still believe that they were talking to that person, but like something is so wrong in her life that she can't be with them. And it's like that, like deep that they're just like, well, yeah, I know other people have fallen for the scam, but not me. Like, I was talking to her for real, but like, because of her life situation, she can't be with me. But just so she knows, like, if she ever wants to, turn things around, I'm still here from her. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is how deep this con has gone that people still believe that this is like the real person and that like you are special and it's different. Even though you know that this is happening to other people, you're like, not me. Like, that's how much this happens. And then I also saw an article that Illinois, where we live, is the number one state right now for scams. We most a lot of people,
Oh.
yeah, we have lost the most people like money as a community of Illinois to scams.
Interesting.
I know, I know. Oh, what a history. That kind of takes us to what we're going to talk about later, which is like brick walls against people who want to scam you. But before we get to that, what other things, any other new things that you wanted to talk about?
I don't think so. What about you? How are you?
Still doing good watching that. Also really like finding a book to read. I was on a roll. I read a couple good books at the be like I've talked about this before. And in January, I was like, I'm having a trouble reading something. I found some books that I read. I finished like two or three books, and now I'm like back in a rut. So I've got to find my next read. So that's my search is for something that's going to catch my attention.
Good luck. I mean, also,
I
like, not
know.
all books do that.
I
So,
know. So I, and it's like, I have so many books available to me. that I'm just like, oh, I start it and I'm like, oh, I don't like this, and I won't finish it.
You know
So
what though? That's so okay. I feel like I'm getting much better, and I don't know if it's just age of like I don't have time to read everything. So like if I don't like it, I'm stopping.
Yeah,
And that's
that's
fine.
me. I'm with you. So I'm working on that, and also but I have been really deep into podcasts. Like I'm listening to the Hello Janessa or Love Janessa, and then there's this one called Pretend that I really like, which is about like a stalker. Would recommend. It's absolutely crazy. And then I'm listening to Something Was Wrong, and there was actually a really interesting one, which I am a part of a bunch of Reddit forums about this podcast, obviously, because who would I be if I wasn't doing that? And everybody was really judging the woman in this story because she was young. She was like a really attractive bottle service girl, and she meets this rich guy. And then, of course, they end up, not of course, but like, it wouldn't be on this podcast if it wasn't, of course. They end up in this really abusive relationship, and everyone's like, well, she's an idiot. Like, she's a gold digger. And I'm like, guys, like, she was still
See,
like,
it's the same shit that I was just
yeah.
talking about.
So, yeah, lots of that. And then, in terms of TV, I have been, I watched that documentary. I'm still finishing it. I like gave Virgin River a second chance, and I'm almost done with season one. It is definitely like perfect fodder television where you're just like, I am just gonna put this on and I'm gonna do some other shit and like come back to it sometimes. It's perfect. I love it. It's very relaxing. So watching Virgin River, which is super old, and I'm on season one, so I've got like two seasons to catch up. So I'll
Someone
be.
told me that the woman reminds them of me, or like how she
Ooh.
looks or something. I don't know
Okay,
if I believe
now I'm
that,
gonna
but
go back and think about this again,
it
and I'm
might
gonna
just be
report
how she
back.
looks. I don't know.
I'm
But
gonna,
she
yeah.
also is like older, like trying to find herself. Not older.
She's an
She's like,
adult.
what, in her 30s or something, trying to
Yeah.
find herself. Is that the idea? So I think
Well,
that's
she's a
part of why
widow,
they.
so no, she's a widow. I'm just
Yeah,
like,
I'm not a widow, so I
exactly.
don't
I'm
know,
like, I don't
but
know
like
either.
also I was self-partnered for a long time, so like that's how what people do. Oh, this person isn't in a relationship, so they're like you.
No, but like she kind of, okay, so like also though, okay, first of all, I swear to you, like this person could just be watching it and like liking the character and being like, she reminds me of Jamie. But like I watch it and I'm like, no, like I gotta, now I'm gonna look at her and be like, does she remind me of Jamie? Because like she, okay, yeah, she's single, but also she's like, of course, she's in the small town called Virgin River. She's the nurse practitioner, so she works at the only doctor's office. And of course, the bartender, Jack, who is beautiful and troubled vet, is like obsessed with her. So I'm like, like, I don't know if she's gonna be, I'm on season one. She might still end up single. But it don't seem like she's single right now. Like her husband just died. She blames herself for it. And then,
Yeah, this doesn't sound like me.
right? Okay. I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know. But like if
It
I,
might be that we look alike, that they
that's what
thought
I'm
we look
saying. I'm
alike.
like, I'm gonna go back and like put that into my
Yeah.
brain and be like, what about this person reminds me of Jamie? Because I'm like, no, the storyline is very Hallmark and not Jamie. But it is a, like a
Yeah.
good
Oh,
show.
thank you for saying I'm not a Hallmark.
No,
Oh,
it
that's
is
like
a
one of the
really.
best compliments I've gotten for a long
But
time.
she's a really strong character for like a Hallmark-y type of show, though. I would say that the lady who's from, yeah, like I would actually say that there's a character in When the Heart Calls or Where the Heart Calls, which is like an old-timey, that's also on Hallmark, I think. Well, this isn't on Hallmark, but like it is, this show is on Hallmark, and it's like in the Old West, and she's a school teacher. And she's very independent. That character actually, I could say, reminds me more of you. Like I think she kind of looks a little bit more like you. In my opinion, this is my opinion. She
I
looks
have
a
to
little
look
bit
up who is
more.
this?
I will send it to you. It's called When the Heart Calls or Where the Heart Calls. It's a cute little show.
What's the name of the character?
I have no
I'm
idea.
looking it up right now.
I don't know. She's the main character. She's the main character. I would say like she looks more like you, and she's like independent, and she like moves to this Western town to be the school teacher. And of course,
Oh
like there's a,
yeah.
yeah, like to me.
I see that. Yeah, she does look like me.
Right,
Erin
okay,
Krakow is
yes. Like I'm
the
like that looks,
actress.
yeah, like I'm like to me, like that would be more of it. And like I don't watch it and be like, oh, this reminds me of Jamie. But when I was thinking about like characters that remind me of Jamie, I was like, her,
Are
like
you
yes.
saying I belong in an old-timey what? No, I'm just kidding.
Where
I'm
you would
fine.
be the independent woman who doesn't like, she doesn't like men to do anything for her. Like she's very, yeah, like she's very
Oh,
progressive.
so it's very like that sounds very much like Darcy and what's the character
Like
in
Dar
like I hate you, but I love you.
Well, no, she's not like that. Like, she's not irrational. She's very, like, willing to be in a relationship, but doesn't want to be taken care of. Like, her family is wealthy, and she, like, ran away from all of that, like, so that she could have her own life. She very much so is like, I want to teach these kids. I want to build my own life in this Western town, and I don't need my family's money. Like, I'm an independent, fully capable woman. Yeah, like, it's, yeah, she's
Oh,
great.
well, thank
I
you.
love that show. It's really
I
cute.
think that's a compliment, so I will
Yeah,
take it.
absolutely it is. But I will also go back and watch Virgin River and be like, does she remind me of Jamie? I'm gonna check in. I will report back. And she's not a bad character. She's also very strong. But like the storyline, I was like, no. But I do like her though. She's great. She just doesn't, I haven't watched it and be like, wow, she reminds me of anyone. And usually I do, but like that one I didn't think. But I'll definitely catch it at during my I have three more episodes for this season. So while I watch it, I'll think about you. So yeah, that I'm finishing up my driving lessons. Hopefully that's soon. I would love to be done. They're going, I would say, like, 7 out of 10, not terrible. Yeah, and I've been practicing. Most of my driving is either here in Evanston, so I'm like, this is perfect because I won't be driving anywhere else anyway. I mean, I seriously
Well,
won't.
great.
Like, getting me to drive to the, I mean, maybe I would go to Lincoln Square, but I can't imagine going to anywhere else in the city. I'm like, meet me there. That's like as comfortable as I feel. Downtown is too scary. Because everybody's so mean. Anyway, I think that's like pretty much it. Like, work has been okay. My house has not had any major catastrophes. So like, interestingly enough, when I started my new job, so at my last job, when I was at the clinic, I was a director. It was very stressful. And here I came, and now I was a manager, and now they've readjusted my role. Like, all of us, it's not just me. I didn't do anything special. They've adjusted the role to being an associate director. So I'm like, all right, that's better. Like, I could be an associate director. I just like being a director was so stressful. So I'm like, this is nice. Like, I have a director, and she like helps and she gives guidance, and it's been that part of it's been really nice. So that's new. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. That's really it. Like, I've been having, it's February. I'm really happy to have made it through January. It has still been pretty mild. So I'm also thinking that I feel a lot better this time that we're recording too, because it hasn't been so cold and dark. Like, the sunlight is definitely helping. So yeah, it's been great. I feel like I'm in a, on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of mood, I am definitely at an 8.
Hey, something to celebrate.
Absolutely. I should get some champagne. Okay. I'll put that on my grocery list for myself.
Tomorrow, you'll be able to have champagne tomorrow for
Yes, or
Galentine's
an
Day.
espresso martini. I'm gonna see what they have when I get there.
Sounds good.
So last time we spoke, we were like, let's talk more about like people who like the, I called them like brick wall people, but like just in general, people who are like, you can never be in my life again. And so we wanted to talk a little bit more about that, because I think that there's, I'll say I didn't actually used to ever have any people like that. I used to always keep the door kind of open because I felt like I was gonna miss out on somebody. I would say that like
I
that
think
kind
I actually have the opposite experience
Ooh, okay,
from
so I'd
that.
love to hear more about that. So go ahead, why don't you tell us more?
Well, so I think I was much more of black and white, and I've been like when since it's funny because I think I've said this to you many times in our friendship because we met not that long ago. It seems like a long time ago because we met right before the pandemic, or maybe like a year. I think we met like a year before the pandemic started. Actually, it was like February of like 2019, or so I want to say.
So it's
So
been
I
like
think
four
I've said,
years. That's a long time.
that's what
I said that's been like 4 years. That's a long time.
it is, and also comparatively to other friends we have, not as long, right? Like
Yeah,
there's
well, and
still
also
a
like
lot
as
of
an
my life you
adult.
haven't.
Oh, for sure. But like meeting people, I think, in your 30s, and like we don't work together. We've never lived closer than
I
we live
know.
now.
It's actually a huge accomplishment for us. I
Yeah,
agree.
I think so.
I think like you're right. We've totally like wanted adulthood. You're right. That's
Adult
huge.
friendship for sure. We could like
Yeah,
make
like
a
we've checked
template for
that off.
people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've always told you you should like think about a side business in some kind of matchmaking. Maybe we could do friendship matchmaking together.
So
That
I
should be
was
like a
thinking
thing,
that,
friendship
you
matchmaking,
know,
don't you
here's the thing.
think?
Yes, but
Uh-oh, I should we
no.
shouldn't say this. Okay, you got to edit this out because we got to fucking like copyright this before we
Okay,
talk about this.
but no, it's
Because we
fine.
have so many listeners.
I will
I'm
leave
kidding.
it because here's the thing. I swear to you, every time I try to like I was even thinking about this the other day. I just don't think people like each other. Like like honestly, I wouldn't even want to do that job because like sometimes
Yeah,
I
I
end up
mean
in
it's the
conversations with
same
people and I'm
issue
like,
with dating
shit.
matchmaking, isn't it? Because like you hear that they go on the date and then they're like, "Wow, but it was like this was wrong and this was wrong." It's true. Like, yeah, it would be challenging, but I don't know. I think it could be good too. I agree with you that like sometimes people are not
Well,
as
in
open
di
as what they
yeah.
think. It reminds me of
Yes.
like when I start working with a client in therapy and they have an expectation of what it's going to be that's not actually what our therapy work is going to look like. And that is certainly challenging, that difference between expectation and reality.
Well, and on top of it, like, do you ever feel this way? I hate it when I introduce people to each other. And like, I'm not saying that this is currently happening. It has happened in my life though. And I'm not saying it's like a current thing because obviously I introduce people to each other all the time, but I have really edited it myself over the last couple of years, in recent history, and like kind of backed off from trying to make those like relationships work with people because like I do feel like a sense of guilt when I'm like, oh, Jamie, be friends with Heidi. This did not happen. Heidi and Jamie adore each other. But like, let's just imagine that you guys didn't, or if like you guys had a falling out and like you're telling me about it, like I would feel
Yeah,
bad. Like
that's
I,
tough.
yeah, it's
It's tough.
tough. And like, so that's why I wouldn't even want to do it.
It's
Like
like
it's,
trying to be friends when you're in a couple with other couples, right? Because you don't know what's gonna happen to the other
Yeah,
couple. I mean,
exactly.
yeah, it's yeah. I mean, I feel like you though, I would say, so I'm thinking about a situation with one of your friends who I would say like we haven't been able to have. I mean, I'm really particular about what I call a friend. So I would say, like, we are somewhat friends, but maybe it hasn't gone into as deep of friendships as other people you've introduced me to. But you were, and what I think what you did well so that this wouldn't happen is you said, like, I don't want to be in the middle of that. I like you guys do your thing, and like, I cannot deal with. Like whatever happens, or whatever is going to come up. Like, I don't want to manage that for you guys. 'Cause I think we were talking about like, yeah, here are some personality challenges that could happen between the two of us. And we were talking about should the three of us, and you were like, no, like you guys figure that out if it's going to work, if it's not. And so I think that was really helpful because whatever happened, I mean, it was clear like that it was on us to figure it out or not.
Yeah,
So
seriously. And
just some
honestly,
feedback around that.
thank you. And honestly, I don't even know what you're talking about. Truly. Like, I'm just like, who was that? So I'm gonna ask you when we hang up because I'm seriously just like, shit, who was it?
I
I
should
think,
just text it to you. I'm gonna
yeah,
text
I'm
it to
like,
you and
wait. I was
so you
actually
can.
like, whoa, Iris, that was like great advice. Like, good for you for having a boundary.
Okay, I'm texting to you
Sometimes
and you'll know. As soon as you
I
see, I'll
like
be like,
rack myself up.
oh yeah, I did do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. I got your text. Absolutely. Yeah, that exactly. Well, and you know what? Like, I think also it's easier when you kind of know, like, hey, I love these people, but like, here are some things that may not work out. Because, like, that's the thing. It's like, this could be like a delicious food item. Example, Nutella. I can't eat it. I'm allergic to it. It's delicious though, right? Like everyone agrees it's good, but like I can't have that. That's how I feel about friends sometimes. Like I think that this person is great and like something about my combination of personality like really works well with this person. Or like they might do shit that I don't really love, but like I'm able to
No,
move past
because
it.
you have they have the same Enneagram as your husband. So no, I
Oh,
think it does
absolutely.
work.
Well, yes to that one, but like there's also other people. Like I have other people that I'm thinking of in my mind right now who like I just know like they don't like each other. And I'm just like, yeah, but like I don't know why. I'm just like, yeah, but I'm cool with that person. Like and it's cool if you're not. Like it doesn't mean anything about any of us. Like I used to have this huge thing where I would be like, oh my God, I can't be friends with you if you're friends with somebody who I don't like, which I still think is true. Like if there's a vehement dislike, like if the person has wronged me, like I would never be friends with someone who did something really bad to someone. Like if someone did something terrible to you that was like inarguably terrible. Like, this is bad. Like, slept with your ex-boyfriend and you and they knew it and it hurt you. Like, that would make me feel like, okay, I probably need to limit myself because I kind of question them as a person. But like, sometimes if you're just like, listen, our personalities don't mesh, I'm like, okay, fine, that's fine. I just won't invite you guys to places with each other anymore because, like, honestly, I don't want the drama either. I hate being the mediator. That is my pet peeve.
And that's
I
what
do
you said
not.
very clearly in the situation. Like, I don't want to do that. And so I think that's really helpful for you to know.
Thank
And
you.
I'm
And I
glad
feel
that you're
like
letting go
usually,
of that
yes,
role
because I used to
because it's
try
a
to
lot.
fix it. I did used to try to fix it, and I don't want to do it anymore. And I think that, like, the thing with you and that one friend, it was like a larger thing. Like, you guys weren't like, that person is not really in our inner circle. So it was really easy for me to be like,
Right. And
listen.
also, I think she, like, and I are both at places where we don't necessarily have the bandwidth to like the timing not might not be right. Exactly. Also, like, there's a lot of things at play, right?
Yes. But like, because she wasn't in our inner circle, or she's not, like, she's just like a good friend who we see occasionally, but like, she doesn't come to like group things. And like, Valentine's Day tomorrow, she's not coming to that. Like, she's just a separate type of friend in a different way. 'Cause Tiffany's also like that, but like, I feel like Tiffany, like, I don't know, but like, those are two examples. Like, Tiffany and this person are like very separate types of friends. And I think it has been, if like for some reason, which you never would, I don't think, because Tiffany's really nice. Like, she's easy. I couldn't, but if you said like, oh, I just can't hang out with Tiffany anymore, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. Like, because like, it's not that big of a
Oh
deal.
yeah, no, I wouldn't say yeah, but
I
I know what
write.
you mean. You're just using an example.
Yes, but like, it's like not that big of a
Tiffany,
deal.
we love you.
I know, seriously, she's
You're
great.
listening.
Like no one would. I'm like, that's why I even said, I was like, I can't imagine you would say that, because like, she's easy. Like, she's a very easygoing person. This other person's not, like, so I recognize that. So I was like, yeah, maybe that may not work out. But like, you know, with
To
the
some
people
people, I
who.
think that's true. To other people, I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
Oh,
it's.
no. This is the perfect thing about this person, and here's why I like them. She would agree with me 100% that she is not
Oh,
easygoing.
I agree. And I don't think I'm an easygoing person. I'm definitely like a, like, what's the word? Like,
Acquired taste? Is that it?
yeah, that's what
Okay. I didn't
exactly
know
what
if
I
you
was
were looking
thinking,
for
like
it, but.
acquired palate, but acquired taste. Yeah, I would say that. Maybe like I'm in a different way than
Absolutely, in a different
but
way.
like yes, I agree. And I think there was a time where I didn't like that about myself, and now I own it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I feel like the same thing. I think we've talked about that too. Like, you can't be everybody's cup of tea. You just can't. It's impossible, because if
Right.
you were, then that would mean you probably weren't being yourself. So,
Well, then you'd be like a nothing. You'd be like a snack Wells. I mean, it's
ooh.
like fine if that's all you have,
Yeah,
but like
that's true.
also maybe just not. I mean,
Yeah. What about the devil's food snack wells, though?
I'm sorry. After listening to the episode
Okay.
on snack Wells
I
from
haven't
Maintenance
listened
Phase,
to
I'm
them
just
yet.
like,
So
no.
maybe I'm gonna go listen to it. So I'll be like, yeah, Snackwell is gross. 'Cause I'm just like, the
But like,
chocolatey
no, the
ones
devil.
are good.
Again, though, like I think the point is like if there's something else that's devil's food, you're probably not going to pick the snack Wells.
That's true. Like, if I
Do you know
could
what I'm
have a
saying?
devil's food, like full cake,
Yeah,
I would definitely choose
right.
that.
And I think that's the issue with like how we look at food is like we put some food is bad, some food is good, so we restrict, and then snack Wells is like the only choice we end up with. Whereas like if we just saw all food as like food, right? Then
You'd
we
be
could
in
have any
heaven.
devil's food we wanted.
And I don't even like devil's food that much, to be honest. So,
I
okay,
do.
back to, yeah, I'm not a big fan. But wait, we got off on a tangent. So,
Yeah, so
tell us
what was I
about
talking about?
you're
I
talking
think I
about
was
virtual
talking about
people,
how I
and
used to be black and white and now I've become more open.
yes.
So I used to be very much like if like I would cut you off. I was like a cut off bitch. Like I would just like very I could do it really easily, and I still think I have that quality in myself. I think it's like this feeling of helplessness and wanting to be with it, so I'm just like, forget it, you're dead to me. And then maybe in some other ways I was too forgiving because I didn't want it. Also on the other side, didn't want to deal with the hurt, but I could be very black and white about it.
Oh,
And
that
now I think
is.
I'm more open. Like and this is one thing I've said, Iris, is like when we like do record it, I'm always like, oh, maybe it's this way, maybe it's that way. But I never used to be that way. That's definitely like a growth version, a healthy version of myself. I used to be much more pointed and opinionated. Not that I'm not, but like much more black and white about it, I would say, and with my friendships as well. And yet there are still people who are brick walled, for sure.
So how many people in your life right now? Can you count them, or are there too many to count?
I mean, if we were talking about dating, too many to count.
Okay.
So many things I've like don't remember, and probably for good reason. But friends that I could come up with were two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to
What
talk
about
about
you?
it? Okay. How many brick walls do I have of friends? So
I know you said one, maybe two
I have
last time.
two. Yeah, and I
Okay.
don't feel bad saying it. I have one person who I used to be friends with. Her name is Brittany. And this is not a pseudonym. Literally, that's her name. So if she ever stumbles upon this
Okay.
podcast, she knows that.
Britney
We've
Spears, how
talked.
could you?
I
I'm just
wish it
kidding.
was Britney Spears. That'd be great.
You're like, no, I would never brick wall her.
I would
Just like she cannot.
never be like, Brittany, what's going on? Like, let me just come to you where you are. I don't know what you need, but I'm here for you. Anyway, no, not Britney Spears. So she was like, just a ter she was like, she was a terrible, like, to me. She was like very, just not my cup of tea. And we tried to be friends a few times, but she consistently backstabbed me often.
Oh, when, how did you meet her? Like, why were you trying so hard? What was going
Okay,
on?
so this is a fun story. So, I think I can't remember when I met her, but like this is my deep dark truth. Oh my God, I'm gonna admit a deep dark truth on this podcast that I've never admitted
Oh, da da
before.
da da da
Okay.
da 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 da. I'm
It's
doing a drum roll or
no,
something. I
seriously,
don't
you
know.
should. I
Or
love that was
suspenseful music. I don't know what.
either way, it's highly embarrassing, but I'm just gonna be open about it because I feel like that's what this podcast is about. So when I first moved to the city, I was in my sorority and it was great. But then I had to, like, my mom lost her business and my dad just never helped me with
Oh.
college. And so my mom wasn't able to help me. And so, in order for me to, and both of these friends I actually met at very similar times. So I'll start with the one that we were talking about because it's the embarrassing story. So, Brittany, I met through Craigslist. So we
Oh
were, okay, did you have.
my God. Craigslist? That was a thing.
Okay, like I feel like
Crystals.
people
You went
like
into the
totally judge
Crystals,
the
right?
shit out of you for
Oh,
that.
they do.
Yes,
They
but
do.
people
But
judge
like,
the shit out.
why? How
Yeah.
is it not different than Bumble BFS? It's the same fucking thing. So
Exactly. It's
whatever.
not. It's not. And there was no Bumble BFF back then, guys. This
Yeah.
was seriously, this was like honestly
Yeah.
about, this was on all, this was probably 17. Well, no, I
I
knew my
mean,
husband at
and
that
this is
point. So
how
this was
we've
like 13
actually
years
first
ago.
met because
Yeah. Well, we didn't
we
get to
were trying to
meet, but it
be
was
in a
how we
book
first
club. But
engaged. Yes.
you were like posted about it, but I'm sure on Craigslist, and I was like, I'm
Yes,
interested. I'm sure that's what happened. Then I
it
never followed
was.
up.
Yes, but you know, it all worked out. But yeah, so like, anyway, everybody always is like, I can't believe you meet people off Craigslist. I'm like, listen, 13 years ago was the only way to make friends, okay? Because like, I was
Seriously.
working full time and like, I worked
And
far
who
away from
ended
my
up winning
house.
and getting making a friend as an adult, so.
Yeah, hello. So anyway, so I did, I met her. So I met one of my, so like, I have a success story. My friend AJ, I've known her for years. Like I've known her for pretty much the same amount of time, like 13, 14 years. And I met her off of Craigslist and we're still really good friends. She doesn't even live here anymore. She lives in Texas, but we talk like almost every day. We're still really good friends. She's never tried to kill me. So like success story.
I mean, yeah, when someone doesn't
And
try to kill you, that's all, that's great.
listen, Craigslist is a rough place. So
Oh yeah. No, I get it. It's kind of crazy to think about that we did that, but like
yes.
again, it's not that much different than online dating or Bumble
No,
BFF.
yes. Okay. So anyway, so I met her there. That's how we met. And I like we had our own little friendship group. So it was like my friend AJ, it was Brittany, and then my friend Nina was like kind of friends with us, but like I'm still friends with Nina now. I met her in high school, actually, Nina. And then I had and then we had this other friend named Lindsay who like who I also met up from Craigslist and who was a lo she is a lovely person. I'm just not friends with her because she's married and she lives someplace. I think she has like five kids. And she's still lovely though. Her five kids don't negate her being awesome. It's just that like we don't talk because she I think she lives back in Michigan now and like she's a true homemaker. And so we just aren't
Okay.
in touch. But anyway, so like we were all in this little friendship group and it was like your early 20s. So like this was a long time ago. Like I'm 34 now, I'll be 35 this year. I think I must have met these people when I was like 21. So we were young friends and we were all nannies. And so we would do play dates together and we just were very closely connected. Like we lived in the same building, like we lived down the hall from each other and we'd see each other every day. And she was just so like, we would try to make it work because we all had like a good time. She was a fun party friend, but she's so toxic. Like so many reasons. She was shitty to me. And also she lied on me about things and like kind of gotten between other friendships that I had with people. She also though was kind of a bad person. And here's the thing, she might be a truly lovely individual right now. Like again, I was 21. She was probably 22. She's probably like 35, almost 36 at this point. She's probably awesome now. We'll hope so, but we won't find out because she's got a brick wall. I will not be friends with her anymore just because there's too much water on the bridge. So, like, I'm going to acknowledge the fact that she could be a great person because this is years ago. I haven't talked to her in probably 10 years, but like, all of the post trauma that I have with her, like, if she ever, like, if I was friends with her and anything ever happened, anything, I'd be like, well, fuck you. We're never going to talk again. Like, there's nothing that could happen. Like, she could show up late to lunch by 5 minutes and I'd be like, nope, we're done. Like, so I'm just like, what's the point of being friends with somebody who you have like so many
You just
negatives?
don't, yeah.
Yeah. So she is my brick wall. She's one of my brick wall people. And the other person, I met her when I was like 17, right before I turned 18. I went to college early. So I met her like my freshman year of college, my freshman year, like one of my classes in my first semester. And we became like amazing friends. We were friends for years, like probably 5 or 6 years, probably even longer. It felt like forever when you're 20. But also toxic, like just dark things. Like I could actually do a whole podcast about her. Like highlight story was, like I have two highlights that I'll share, and then we can go to your brick wall people. She's like the deepest. Like I would, she again, maybe a lovely person now, but we will never be friends. Actually, if I saw her getting robbed, I would just like cross the street and call the police later. I wouldn't even try to help. Like I like couldn't involve myself in her. I can't involve myself with her. But like one of the things she did introduce me to my husband, so that's like a win on her part. Yeah, she introduced me to Mike. But one of the things that she did, so like again, of course, we were friends 15 years ago then. So anyway, I had an apartment. She lived at home. And like at first I lived in the dorms, then I got my own apartment because my apartment was cheaper than the dorms at DePaul. And my roommate like decided she didn't want to be at school anymore, so she left and moved home. So my apartment was just basically empty, but her dad would still pay the rent. And so it was a great situation. And so everybody would party at my house, but like I was pretty prude. Like I didn't want you to, well, not even prude. Okay, actually, I'm gonna say I was not a prude. I didn't want you to smoke in my house, and I didn't want you to fuck people in my roommate's bed because even though she didn't live there anymore, like she did, her shit was still there. So I'm like, I don't want you in her room. Like she's my fucking roommate and like kind of a friend. And that's rude. Like I would hope the courtesy was extended the same way, and I'm sure it was. So she got this girl who I am not friends, like brick wall, she drugged my drink. I'm not kidding you. She roofied me so that I, and left me alone with this guy so that I would be distracted so she could go fuck somebody in my roommate's bed. That's like a true thing that happened. Like that happened. And told people about it later. Nothing happened to me. I was fine. But like, what the fuck? Then that same guy, so this is this guy that I was dating at the time, she told him that I was still seeing my ex. Now, mind you, we are best friends. We talk to each other every day. We are super close. Like, this is a sickeningly close friendship that you can only have in your late teens and early 20s. You can't have this level of a friendship in your 30s, I don't think, because it's like not healthy. But like we were super close. She and I didn't really like this guy that much, but still, she told him I was still seeing my ex-boyfriend, which wasn't true. My ex-boyfriend was absolutely insane. He's my other brick wall person. He messaged me on Instagram a couple of years ago. I was like, hey, do you remember me? And I'm like, no one could ever forget you. And then I like blocked him. Like he was truly, truly fucking awful. Like awful person. He seriously slept with my best friend. Like I had a best friend in high school and he literally fucked her one night in my bed. So like that's a whole nother thing. And even that friend, the one who he fucked,
Yeah,
I mean,
noticing a trend here.
yeah, she doesn't have a brick wall though, actually. Like, because we were teenagers and I'm like, yeah, like he was kind of a perv. That's like a whole different thing. But anyway,
So
she
that's
told
on him, not on
it.
her.
To me, it was like he was way older than us. She was 17. I think Mark is his name. He was probably like 25 or 26. So yeah, actually, I completely blame him. He was just
Okay, fair enough.
disgusting. And again, we were teenagers, and so yeah, I forgive her. Like if I ever saw her, I would totally speak. But anyway, so this other friend though, the friend from college, she tells this new guy that I'm still seeing the demon that is Mark, and I'm like, okay, that was a lie. And so because of this, he broke up with me. Didn't tell me why though. He was like, you know what you did, and I'm like, I don't actually know what I did, but cool, like whatever, because I wasn't really that interested anyway. So then after that, she goes and she fucks him at the beach and records it and sends it to me.
What? What
Yeah.
is this with all this sex stuff?
It was your, oh man, I have so many stories. But yeah, that girl under the brick wall, like under it, like we can never be friends. I have so, there's so much to unpack with her. She is the beginning of friendship trauma.
I just don't understand, like, why is this all about having sex, like, in really gross, bad ways, you know, dirty ways. It's weird. I mean, maybe it's not. I don't know.
She probably has like if I'm sure hopefully she's in therapy, but I think she probably has like a
Yeah.
lot to unpack with that. Like she probably has a lot of things. Like I think, she's got to be she's a little bit older than me, so she's probably like 37 now. And I think she had some things with like self-worth being attached to being like a sex and all that. So I think that's why it showed up that way. But yeah, like
Okay.
sorry that she felt that way. And of course, like I can acknowledge this at being like a little bit older, but still no. Absolutely, we will never recover from these situations. So yeah, those are my two brick wall friends. Like everybody else who I've been friends with through the course of my life, and there's been people who come and go. I'm like totally open to like reconnecting with anybody. Like if any person would reach out and be like, "Hey, like how are you?" I would never be like, I would never be mean to them. Just those two. Just those two people. They
Okay.
have no pathway back inside.
Well, I mean, I think it makes sense. Thanks for sharing. It's really
Yeah.
interesting to hear. Like, I mean, yeah, I think there are times where we just sort of reach past a point of no return and trust is broken forever,
Absolutely.
unfortunately.
Absolutely. Do you have who are your brick wall people?
So one of them I've talked about on and off on the show, which is just
You've
someone
talked
that
about them on
I
and on all the time.
On and on. And her name, her first name is Amy. And I do have a really good friend, Amy. So if you're listening, Amy, which I don't know that you
Not
listen, and
you.
that's totally fine. It's not you. This is an Amy from high school, who I always kind of looked up to. I think I idolized a little bit. And so when we actually became closer and more of friends outside of high school, it was pretty cool. And I don't know, it was just one of those situations where it was someone that you could talk to for hours and hours and laugh and like totally forget about everything else going on. And it was just like the best time. And we just had so many similarities. I felt like there were a lot of things that I learned about from her, like things we were both interested in, and like, hey, you should try this, or hey, you're into travel, like try this site or do this thing. And I was the only one to, she went to the Peace Corps, and I was the only one that visited her on site, which she at the time kind of said like was important to her that I did, because like her mom came and she had other friends and they would meet her other places, which I kind of got later because, you know, when you're in the Peace Corps, you're typically in a country that isn't doing that well and there isn't as much to see or do. But I'm really glad I had the experience to know what it was like because there was a time where I had wanted to be in the Peace Corps. And I think it gave me an idea of what it was like without having to be in it, which was something. So we had a good friendship. There were times where I think the one thing that maybe should have been kind of like a yellow flag for me is that she was pretty judgmental and she was pretty close-minded about certain things. She was just like, nope, this is just the way it is. And it was not as big of a deal when it wasn't turned on me. And then when it was turned on me, obviously, then it was a problem. Usually it wasn't. But there were some times where I felt pretty judged and pretty hurt. And then basically, like, you know, after I went to visit her in the Peace Corps and she came back, maybe we hung out a couple more times. And then it was like, I don't know, it was sort of like a ghosting situation where time just went by, distance went by. And when I would try to reach out, I wouldn't hear back, or she would be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then she wouldn't actually connect with me. And then there was a time where she was coming back locally. And so I had reached out to her, and she had sort of made an attempt, but not really. And I did finally say, like, well, that's a real bummer. And that was kind of as far as I took it. And now she actually moved back locally. And I did end up like reaching out to her, I think over Facebook, and she was like, oh yeah, we should hang out. But like in the back of my mind, I kind of was like, no, this is already done. Like, I don't really want to have anything to do with you because this is like the way that you've pretended like I haven't existed is pretty shitty. And I considered you a really good friend, and I felt like I had done things to for her to feel that way too, and that wasn't obviously reciprocated. So then eventually, because I was upset, I unfriended her from Facebook because I felt like it was a way for me, I think, of communicating how I felt without having to really do it, because I had thought about reaching out to her and telling her how I felt, and I just didn't think it was worth it, the waste of my time, honestly. So, you know, I think it was enough of a message to unfriend her, assuming she even knows. I don't know. Although I am friends with her mom on Facebook and I like a lot of her mom's things, I think a little bit because I want her to know. Maybe that's something for me to look at. Interesting.
Oh, that's
Her mom was actually a substitute teacher for me and my sister when we were kids.
I feel like that's like
Small world.
yeah, like that's really interesting. I think that that's a very good reason to have, and you gave that a lot of time, if I'm
I
reflecting
gave
on
it
it. Yeah.
years. I gave it years. Yeah. I
So I
mean,
feel like
it will be 10 years this year since I went to go visit her in the Peace Corps.
yeah.
And I only decided this maybe like during the pandemic.
Yeah, and I feel like that is, I mean, so if she reached out and was like, "Hey, I noticed that you deleted me. I'm so sorry, blah 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 blah." It could you feel like the door was open, or is it like truly like you are, this is never, we're never recovering from this. Like
I
Taylor
feel like
Swift,
she
we are
would
never
have to
getting back
do
together.
so well, but in that song, they get back together many times. But yeah, I think she's saying like now we won't or something, but I
Yeah,
it's
well,
got
this
a
was the
subject.
last time. This is the last time that we're getting back
Right. This was
together.
the absolute last
Yeah.
one, right?
And I've been there, so.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, I'm joking, but like I have definitely been there, especially in intimate relationships where I've gone back and forth and back and forth. And the only thing that's really helped is knowing that someday I won't go back, but I'm not there yet. So like sometimes that's the best you can do is like just move it more and more towards that. And I totally honor that. But I think it would take a lot. I mean, I really want her to be very accountable for like, yeah, that was really shitty what I did. And I could and I get that it was really hurtful. And yeah, I don't know why. Like I really need her to not be defensive, not try to give any kind of excuse or any reasoning, just be like, yeah, I don't know. Like that was shitty. I had opportunities, I didn't take them.
And at that point, do you think you could see yourself being friends with her again?
Maybe, but I don't know, honestly.
You maybe just like never fully trust her.
Yeah, I just don't know. I just don't know because, again, it's a situation of like, if I text you, am I really gonna be okay doing that? Or like calling you, like being vulnerable, putting myself in a position where you have to get back to me because you haven't so many times. Like,
Right.
I just don't know. I think there would always be a way, like, even if we were friends, it wouldn't be like it was. Let me put it
Yeah.
that way. So in that way, it's a little bit of a brick wall because it's like, yeah, I mean, we can be friends, but like, I'm just not going to be as vulnerable. Like I'd have to have her at an arm's length, I think. So,
Fair. And that's
now the
okay.
second one is absolutely like, I don't even know if we were friends in the first place, honestly, because this was like a situation that happened middle school. And she was a neighbor, but I thought she was my best friend. We were really good friends. She didn't treat me very well. I feel like she, although like I also, wow. Sorry, now I'm having a moment that I actually didn't treat her well either,
So you
which is
go to
true.
both of you, just not a great friendship.
Yeah, I mean, the level she took it to, I don't know that I took it to that level, although I'm
Sure.
realizing that like there was a dynamic when I was that age of making fun of each other, and I definitely made fun of her for her
Yes.
weight, for like being a bad influence, for her family being like poor, and like there was a lot, and she did a lot of making fun of herself too. But that was kind of like the culture.
Yeah.
She ended up doing a lot of shitty things. Like one thing was I had Instant Messenger And we made up like a fake screen name because we were like making fun of one of the teachers. And so we made up this fake screen name that was on my parents' AIM account. And she gave it to another friend who was then using our account. And I was upset about that. Then from there, she ordered pizzas to my house at like midnight.
Oh my God.
And then after that, she vandalized my
Oh my
house.
God.
So, yeah.
And then did you guys just like never talk after that?
Pretty much.
Did your
Yeah.
parents get involved?
Well, so actually, I did talk to her again, and that's how my parents got involved. My dad made me go and confront her, which I am still up. Like, I really did not want to do that. And I don't know that that was really very helpful to him. And I went over there and like talked to her and her mom. And she would not admit what happened. And I was like, I know you did it, but she wouldn't admit it. And that was kind of the end. And she's tried to friend me on Facebook at
Oh
least once
wow.
as an adult. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have even like I feel like that's such a dead issue. Now, you still have some friends from that period of time in your life. Are they still
Yes.
friends with her? Do they still talk to her or
No.
know her? Okay.
I mean, so the one connection that I would have, I think maybe they're friends on Facebook, but like that doesn't bother me. I mean, it's a friend who like she friends a lot of people from high school on
Sure.
Facebook. And if I'm thinking about it, there's a lot of people from high school because I had a lot of bullying situations, from high school, from middle school, from when I was a child, like that I would have serious. I don't know. I don't know that I'd want to go there.
Relive that.
And yeah, honestly, I mean, I have thought about going to reunion, but I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be one of those people that's like, well, look at me now, and like trying to have sort of this like, what is it called? Like hero arc thing.
Sure, like a
I don't want
Romy
to
and
do that.
Michelle situation.
I just would want to be myself, and I just don't know that I'd ever feel like I could.
Yeah. Well, and on top of it, I feel like it would be like it would just put you into a situation where like maybe you would have to be fake and you would have to excuse why that
Exactly,
still hurts
exactly.
you. Because I do feel like
Yeah.
people are so of the mentality of like, get over it, get over it. And it's like, well, I can't get over it. That's hurt. That was really hurtful. So I don't know, but I totally hear you. I think that you are doing all the best that you can. And this was such, I think this was like actually a really good interview, not interview, good recording. So I'm really happy that we took the time to do it. Like a beautiful Valentine's Day,
Yeah.
Galentine's Day situation.
Yeah, aw,
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, do you have anything else
Thanks
to
for
add?
doing it with
Thank
me.
you for doing it
No,
with me.
I
Well, we made it just a little bit under an hour. What a fun little special episode. We will talk to you all again next week. It'll just be like a question episode. So we'll look forward to talking to you then.
Yeah,
Okay,
bye.
bye.